Hello everyone, welcome back to Anshul Gupta MD. Do you know there are trillions of bacteria that lives in our gut? In fact, we have more number of bacteria living in our gut than our own human cells in our own bodies. And that's the reason it is very important to keep this gut bacteria in good shape, because that's the key to your health. And that's what exactly I'm going to share with you in this video today. Before we move forward, I would like you to take a moment to like and subscribe to my channel so you keep on getting this great information. So let's get started. So first of all, what is this gut bacteria that we are talking about? So we have trillions and trillions, more than 100 trillions bacteria that lives in our gut. There are various health functions of these gut bacteria that lives in our gut. Now, the interesting factor is that some of these gut bacteria are really good and support our health in the positive direction, while the bad bacteria can harm our health and actually lead to diseases. So that's the reason we need to keep our gut in good balance by keeping the good bacteria in good shape. What is the role of this good bacteria in our health? So the number one role of this good bacteria in our gut is keeping our immune system in good shape. Most people think our body's immunity comes from the white blood cells. The research suggests that 70% of our body's immunity actually comes from these gut bacteria. So if you are getting frequently sick, or you want to avoid any frequent colds or any other infections, or if you have an autoimmune condition, it is very important to keep your immune system in good shape, and that's where it is very important to keep the good bacteria in your gut. The second important function of the good bacteria in your gut is that they help in digestion as well as absorption of the nutrients. The most common question I get from my clients is that, why do I need supplements? Why am I low in a lot of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals? The number one reason is that because our gut is totally imbalanced. We are not able to absorb all the nutrients from the food, and over the course of weeks to months to years, we get low in the key nutrients. So that's one more reason to keep your good bacteria in good shape. The other reason is that it has been shown in research studies that keeping your gut in balance reduces the risk for several diseases like autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's, thyroid conditions, obesity, heart diseases, diabetes, cancers, as well as mental health conditions like anxiety and depression. So that's the reason that you need to keep your gut bacteria in good balance. Now the next question is that, how do you keep the gut in balance? So there are several things that needs to be done to keep your gut in good shape. The most key ingredient over here is the food that you eat. The right kind of food will support your bacteria. The wrong kinds of food will actually destroy the bacteria. So let's first talk about the food which actually harms the good bacteria in your gut. The first food in this list is all the processed food, like burgers, like fast foods, like processed meat, fried food. All of these food are harming your good bacteria. The second food over here is high sugary foods. The third food is high amount of alcohol that you might be drinking. The fourth thing is smoking, which again damages your good bacteria. And then not having proper sleep as well as no physical activity. These things also impact the good bacteria and harms them. Now let's talk about how you can fix your good bacteria through a simple diet plan. So the first way to actually fix your good bacteria is actually probiotic rich foods. You might have already heard probiotics are really good. Most people are doing a lot of different supplements of probiotics. But there are good probiotic foods also that you can include. The number one food in this list is yogurts. Yes, worldwide people are consuming yogurts on the regular basis, and yogurts definitely have high amount of probiotic. A lot of people these days are becoming more and more sensitive to dairy. So that's the reason I will like you to look for dairy-free yogurts, which can be made from coconut milk, almond milk, or other alternative milks. Those are definitely much more healthier. The second probiotic foods is kombuchas. Kombucha is fermented black tea, which is again available world over. That is something that you can consume. The next food on this list is fermented vegetables. There are several recipes available online for making these fermented vegetables. They are really tasty and have good amount of good bacteria in them. Then comes the sauerkraut as well as kimchi and other fermented foods, as well as in Indian cooking also. So these are all probiotic rich foods. What are probiotics? Probiotics are all the good bacteria that our gut needs. And lot of times, you know, because of our poor lifestyle choices, our good bacteria decreases. And we need regular supply of good bacteria. And that's where these probiotic rich foods are useful. The second category of food that is going to keep your good bacteria in good shape is prebiotics. Prebiotics are actually food for all this good bacteria that you are consuming. Why do you need the regular supply of good bacteria is that we are not consuming enough prebiotics. So we can feed the good bacteria. So it's very important to consume the prebiotics. The prebiotics are actually soluble fibers which are present in a lot of natural foods, and which again feeds the probiotic bacteria. I have made another video in details about the prebiotic foods, which I am going to share the link in the description. But the prebiotic foods, you know, which are really good are chicory root, artichokes, oats, green bananas, lentils, legumes, apples. So all of these things are great prebiotics foods that you can include on the regular basis. Again, they are going to feed the good bacteria in your gut. So that's the second food. The third food you need to include is anti-inflammatory foods. Your gut bacteria, to thrive in your gut, needs an anti-inflammatory environment. And for that, we need to include foods which are going to reduce inflammation in our gut. And these anti-inflammatory foods are foods like turmeric, like ginger, as well as a lot of different kinds of fruits like blueberries, like blackberries, strawberries. So these are the anti-inflammatory foods, again, you should include on the regular basis. Then the next thing is food which are high in fibers. We need insoluble fiber in our gut, again, so that we can feed the good bacteria as well as keep our bowel movements regular. And that comes the vegetables, all the green leafy vegetables that you can eat, like spinach, like kale, chard, broccolis, as well as asparagus, other vegetables like cucumbers, carrots, beets. All of these vegetables that you're eating on the regular basis have high amount of fiber, which are going to again keep your gut in good shape. So these are all the foods that is going to help you keep your gut in good shape. You know, the probiotics, the prebiotics, the anti-inflammatory, as well as high fiber containing foods. Then there are certain supplements, again, which can be very, very useful for your gut. The number one supplement, obviously, is the probiotics. Now, there are several probiotics in the market. It is very important to understand that you need specific good quality strains of the probiotics, which have in research shown that they can improve your gut. And also the quantity of these strains in the probiotics are very, very important. You need at least 20 billion or more probiotic strains in your probiotics that you're taking, so it can do some good to you. You know, we have created a probiotics, and especially for the clients in the US, you know, again, there'll be a link in the description. You can buy that probiotic. Otherwise, you can look in the good grocery stores and you might be able to find a good probiotic. So that's the number one thing that you need to consume. The next supplement in this list is L-glutamine. L-glutamine is a powerful amino acid, which is very important for gut health. Research shows that L-glutamine can help heal any damage that has been happened to your gut. Especially if you have leaky gut issues, then L-glutamine can be very, very useful and definitely can support the whole gut environment. So L-glutamine is the next supplement that you can use. The third supplement over here can be anti-inflammatory supplement, which is a combination of ginger, curcumin, boswellia, which again are all anti-inflammatory herbs which can support the great gut environment. So this is the third supplement which you can use to support your gut health. So now you know why gut health is so important, to keep you healthy. You know the food plan that you can follow, as well as certain supplements that can be useful. I hope you like this video. If you do, please like and subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.